Welcome to the Gifters Podcast. I'm your host, Christopher Kai. This podcast is sponsored by the GPS Online Program, which teaches you how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business. For more information, go to ChristopherKai.com.
Our guest today is Alan John Mattis. He is an entrepreneur, author, and registered nurse. Alan, welcome to our show today.
Thank you very much, Christopher. I'm so excited to be here in your show today.
So obviously we're going through some very challenging times now. Nurses are so important in the world in general, but especially now, I'm always curious about the origin story, the inspiration of why people do what they do. So for you, Alan, tell me a little bit about why you chose to be a nurse tell us about that, the inspiration of being a nurse.
Being a nurse started really many years ago. I was in high school and I grew up with my grandparents, and my grandparents, particularly my grandmother, she has a chronic disease. I know at one point when I was in high school that she has diabetes and she's been managing it. However, there came a point when I decided to become a nurse. I was already, I think, in the second year of a nursing program. Her disease condition, she has diabetes and then also a liver problem. And what happened was, she became chronically ill, and being one of the members of the family who has a nursing background, and I was already a student during the time, so I have to take care of her. And there was this one moment wherein it really solidified my dream to become a nurse and truly aspire that, because at one point she was rushed to the emergency room because of a stomach pain. And during the time, I was so excited to go to Manila for a very big internship with my classmates. It's a big psychiatric event or psychiatric nursing internship. However, she ended up in the emergency room. And it was really a very touching moment because I was taking care of her in the ER beside her. However, there's this one word, or she said something, and she said, "I am very sorry." And I was really touched by that because she said that, "I'm very sorry that you have missed your internship." And I said, "No, that's okay." But then I told her that it's not her fault, you know. And it made me realize that even though she is not at fault for that situation, for her to say sorry for being in the hospital is really very touching. And up to this time, when I deal with my students, I always think that they have lives. I think of my students and I treat them holistically, not only as students in the classroom. They're not in a box. They are students who have lives, they have family members, and they have their own stories why they wanted to become a nurse. And I always make sure that when I teach the students in the class, I inspire them. I want to make sure that they are there for the right reason.
Yeah, that's great, Alan. Let's talk a little bit about how you became a nurse. We talked about what inspired you to be a nurse, but again, coming from the Philippines, I want our listeners and viewers really to see that being a nurse is very, very challenging. It's so stressful, a lot of emotional toll, but you have this great heart, you're inspired by your grandmother. But how'd you go from Philippines, having a dream as a nurse, to now in the US and inspiring so many people? So what was that decision to come to the US?
Well, we have a lot of family members who are also nurses, and particularly my aunt, she is the one who encouraged me to study nursing. So I studied nursing for 4 years in the Philippines, and after that, I migrated here in the US, I think around 2001, and started practicing in different fields here, like skilled nursing facilities, hospitals as well. And it's been so many years now. However, when I started in 2001, I was juggling a lot of jobs. You know, I was working in a hospital, skilled nursing facilities, and at the same time, I really fell into teaching already. So starting 2001, I started teaching students in the vocational nursing program. And for so many years of doing that, I felt that I have developed an intense level of expertise, which is to help students pass their nursing licensure examination. And that's why in 2016, I put up the company, which is Matus Nursing Review, in order to help nursing students and to really put my own personal touch into the program on how to help nursing students pass their licensure examination.
You know, I wish I had you when I was in college, because I actually applied to medical school, and whether you're medical school or nursing, it's very challenging with these tests, and it's so daunting and nerve-wracking. And was it because you had some certain challenges, and you know what, I want to, just like you helped your grandmother at the time, and after going through the process yourself, you're like, you know, I want to help other people? Because what are some of the most challenging things about this nursing program, and just how to get into this program with tests that you mentioned?
Well, there's just tons of information that students have to learn. It could be very overwhelming for some students. That's why when they come to the nursing program, we have to be upfront. We have to tell them that this is what the program is all about. These are the concepts that you have to learn. You're not going to read only one book, but you have to read several books. And there's a lot of concepts. So as a teacher, that's where I come in on how I can make sure that my students will be able to grasp the information, the most important information for the program. Because some of them just really don't have great study skills at the start. So we have to guide them on how to develop those study skills. So it's really learning a lot of information and the challenge also of applying the core concepts into questions and also into practical life as well. So our role is getting them out of that box of just memorizing, but really applying critical thinking into test exams and clinical situations as well. Because at the end of the day, it's all about patient safety. That's the number one reason why I have to teach them, because it's all about patient safety.
Yeah, that's great, Alan, because I remember when I was in school, I actually didn't like it because it wasn't very applicable. But with what you're teaching and coaching and helping, really, it's if they do it well, whether habits and safety, then their parents or patients would be so much more successful and safe and healthy. That's great. So talk to us more about the book. I mean, so you have both the study habits and what's the format and the layout of the book?
Of the book we're learning in school or the one that I wrote?
The one that you wrote.
The one that I wrote, I have this understanding that in order for students to really learn better, it's not only just absorbing all the information, it has to be the right format of the book. So because of all this information that they have to learn for their licensure, I formatted a book, which is really very simple to understand. It's just kind of like only in an outline form. However, it's not really very short to the point that they don't understand anything anymore, but it's very pleasing to the eyes and it really works well with a lot of visual learners. You have to remember that 65% of our students or learners are visuals. Mm-hmm. So sometimes we underestimate the power of a well laid out book. However, for students, when they see that the book is so pleasing, it inspires them to read more because of that. And I think that's where I came in and became very successful with my book, because when they open the book, it's like immaculate for them to see that, oh my gosh, this book is so easy to read and I really like this. That's usually the response that I get from students when they read my book, because it's complete, but at the same time, it's very pleasing to the eyes when they read it.
No, that's great, because I mean, images, according to 3M research, they found that images are absorbed 60,000 times faster than words. So do you actually have graphics or?
I don't really have one, only for the most important parts of the book, like electrocardiogram, for example, I have graphics for that. But for the rest, I don't really have graphics in the book, because it has only to be a certain number of pages only. However, with the resources that we have right now also, I encourage students that when they're studying, they can always have their internet beside them, because they can always Google images. But then this one is more of a question and answer approach in the book. And I think that's what they like a lot about the book.
That's great, Alan. And did the book come before your coaching course, or the coaching course came and then you wrote the book?
The coaching course first. And then I came up with a book, because I realized that in order for me to be more credible with my students, I need to come up with a book. And at the same time, I realized that some students learn differently. Some students like Kindle, some students watching online classes or online recorded videos, and some students just want to have a book. So these students have busy lives. So we have to provide them resources that meets their needs. So that's the reason why my program is all about developing different kinds of resources for students, because I have students who come from different backgrounds and I have to meet whatever resource will be helpful for them.
Yeah. No, Alan, it's great, because it's very telling relative to your own evolution as a professional, right? You go from being inspired by your grandmother, coming to the US, that alone is a feat, coming here, and then diving deep into your own profession, but helping other people. But what I'm saying to the viewers and listeners is that when you're constantly learning, that's how you're the best teacher, because you're teaching them that there's various stages of learning and you're keeping to iterate yourself, which is great. So tell us about your program itself. So this is primarily for people that are in high school or college, or they're already thinking about nursing, or they're maybe thinking about nursing. Who are the people that you most want to connect with in your program?
It actually accommodates a lot of students from different backgrounds. It could be students who graduated from the United States. These are college students, definitely, graduating high school, and then they go into nursing, and they are fresh graduates, licensed nursing graduates. I also have international students, students who graduated from other countries, and they have to come to the U.S., or they're already in the U.S., but they have to pass their nursing licensure. So I also help them as well, especially as international students. I do also have students who already have a prior degree, and then they study nursing. So that's another type of students that I have, students who ventured into nursing aside from their first profession.
That's great, Alan. And just so our viewers know, the online coaching space is phenomenal because you can literally help people from all around the world. I remember when I started my first online program about 5 years ago, I was like, what is this online world? So I'm letting our listeners know that it's so compelling to be able to be taught and learn from people like yourself, who's this esteemed professional, literally all around the world. And for you, are there any specific, do you have like all countries represented? Do you have a lot of people that are from different countries?
It's just really from different countries. Some of them from Nigeria, some of them from United Arab Emirates, some of them from the Philippines, because they can also find me in YouTube as well. So it's just really any student. I welcome all international students. That's also one of the goals of my program, is how can I propel the knowledge of these international students to be aligned with the knowledge of national nurses or nurses graduating in the US. And that's a little bit challenging, you know, teaching international nurses compared to nursing graduates in the US, because you have to make sure, how can you make them familiar with the practice that we have here in the United States so that they can pass a licensure?
Now, let's talk a little bit about even just the word nurse, Alan, because in case our listeners don't know, our viewers don't know, there's like a registered nurse, there's a nurse practitioner. What are some of the differences? And you focus more on the registered nurse?
Okay, so yes, so there are many types of nurses, you know, and I think that's where the confusion sometimes, you know, happen.
So we have
vocational nurses, and we also have registered nurses. So I focus on vocational nurses and also registered nurses. Yeah, not nurse practitioners. So these are students who need to pass the licensed practical nurse or vocational nursing license, and then the other one is registered nursing. Yes, so those two.
And how many years does it take for a vocational nurse or a registered nurse?
Vocational nursing usually would take, like, say, 12 months to 18 months or even 24 months. It really varies in every state. Registered nursing can go as far as 2 years for associates. There's also Bachelor's of Science in Nursing program, which is like 3 years also. So you have these different types of nurses, but then basically only two types. You have the vocational nursing, and then you also have your registered nursing also.
But I think you have a master's degree too, no?
Yes, I have to get that degree because, again, I said, you know, when I was envisioning myself to put up a coaching program, I need to be credible and I need to learn as much as possible. And that's really the number one reason why I went for a master's program, because I want to make sure that when I put out a coaching program, it is someone who has the right title, and at the same time, someone with experience, because my goal is really to help students. And I really want to understand the learning process, the learning theories, because learning is not just a simple concept. You know, there are theories in learning, and you need to understand what are the best ways for students to learn and how they learn also.
That's great. So Alan, so you have the coaching program, you have the book, but are you still an actual practicing nurse now?
Yes, and I really like that because not really a practicing nurse, but I'm a practicing nurse educator. So okay. Which means to say that I teach students in the classroom, and these are also students that I help pass their nursing program and also their nursing licensure at the same time. So being in the field also makes me aware of the advances and the updates about their licensure examination. So I'm really a full-time nurse educator in the nursing program right now, which I think is really very nice because I keep in touch with students every day as well.
That's great. And how long were you a nurse for? How long did you practice nursing for?
Well, it's been almost like, I think, 25 years. Although I said earlier that I started teaching in the US. However, when I first, when I got my license in the Philippines, I was already a nursing instructor in the Philippines before I came to the US. I was doing licensure reviews also in the Philippines. So almost 25 years of practicing as a nurse. Yeah. And at this time also in the school where I work, I also do some clinical rounds. I follow some clinical instructors and students also in clinical facilities, because I want to make sure that I am not only well-versed what's happening in the classroom, but also what's happening in the clinicals as well.
So I'm curious, as you're talking about nursing, just again, the profession of nursing is such an esteemed profession. I don't think a lot of people will give it enough credit. They talk about doctors, doctors are great, but nurses are really frontline. What do you feel that as a patient or a future patient, I don't actually want to get sick, obviously, but what do you want us as non-nurses to know about nurses? You meet so many of them, you're literally training the next generation. What are some qualities that you see in your own students and nurses that you really want to share with the world about how awesome the people are in your profession?
Well, I always said this, very important is for my students to be able to develop empathy and caring towards patients. That's the number one factor that we look into the students when they come into the program. Do they have the compassion? Do they have the right reason for being there in the program? And if that level of compassion is not really very high, then our program is geared towards really making sure that by the time they graduate, they have developed the attitude to become a nurse, because they cannot be nurses just graduating and then start working without that that heartfelt devotion to become really a nurse. So that's where our clinical training comes in, and really as instructors, we really need to make sure that our students care for our patients. And that's an everyday thing for me. I really remind my students, I'm here because I want to push you, I'm your coach, and at the same time, I want to make sure that we protect our patients. And that's the reason we need to learn, because nursing is not just a simple profession. You really need to know concepts, you need to understand pathophysiology, and at the end of the day, it's really becoming a very safe nurse, and that's the most important thing for our students. And so again, I want them to develop the empathy and the compassion. That's really what I look for in the students and just overall, the kindness also. That's the one thing that we want to see in our students as graduates.
That's great. And with your coaching program, so it's essentially you walk them through how to go through this test. So you explain the test, you explain some of the questions, and then you already know, since you have worked with so many students, literally hundreds of them, what are some of the key challenges that your clients might have? So anyone who's listening, make sure you reach out to Alan, because ultimately you can define what some of the challenges are. So what are some of the key common challenges that you often see when they're applying for this program or the test, taking the test?
A lot of students always tell me that their number one challenge is how to remember the concepts, because there's just really a lot of them. And that's really the reason why I developed the online program, because students can just really watch the videos and then until it sticks in, you know? So many years ago, I would tell them when I was reviewing for my nursing program before, it was just books. Those were just books and that's it. But now you have all of these resources in front of you. And that's why I remind them, my online recorded lectures are there. The online academy is there. So grab the opportunity to watch the videos all over again, and then also answer the quizzes, answer more practice questions. So the number one challenge that they have is really how to remember basic information, especially for those students who graduated many years ago. I have students in their 50s, sometimes even in their 60s, and sometimes, you know, retaining that information is a challenge. So I found out that what really works with these students is that watching the videos all over again, hearing the information, having my Kindle book, having my paper, my print book also as well. So attacking all of those learning opportunities, and that gives them the opportunity to learn the information and retain them. So that's the number one challenge. So and that's why I developed the program, to make sure that it will help them remember the information.
Now that's great, Alan, because again, the profession you're in is so important. How do you get there is equally important. And it's great that you've created this very system that allows them for that. So we're about to end our show, Alan. Is there one client testimony that you want to share with our listeners and viewers, where when they see or hear this testimony, like, you know what, I'm jumping in, Alan. Thank you so much for your information you share, because it is very challenging. But because of people like yourself, Alan, it doesn't have to be as challenging. So ultimately, they can really be living their dreams as a nurse. Any specific testimonies you want to share with us?
I have one student, his name is Zeph. When I started my program in 2016, I only had like 4 students, and we did a webinar actually. And he's a student from Canada, and he needs to pass his licensure examination here in the US. And when he called me, he told me that, Alan, just to be honest with you, I graduated many years ago, and it's been 25 years, I have not practiced nursing. So he placed that in his testimonial. And I was like, okay. So I helped him, and luckily he passed the NCLEX, or the licensure examination, because he was really determined and motivated, which is really very important as a student. I tell them firsthand, are you ready for the game? Are you ready to really put your effort? Because I want to see you succeed. So practicing, not having practiced nursing for 25 years, he only did, I think, a pharmacy agent, or I'm not really very sure, but he was in a multinational company. He passed a licensure, and now he's been posting in Facebook that he is now a family nurse practitioner. So I'm really very happy about that, because it solidifies my belief that my students have endless potentials. So you don't really know what students will be later on. And this is a very good testimonial from a student who actually passed a licensure and became a family nurse practitioner.
That's awesome, Alan. Again, one of many students. You work with hundreds of them. Thank you so much for being on our show today. Have a great day.
Thank you very much, Christopher. It was a pleasure.
Thank you for listening to the Gifters Podcast. If you want to learn how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business, go to christopherkai.com to learn more.